Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could be with us today as I come to you from Vincennes, Indiana. And I have with me right now Ann Pratt. She is the director at the Red Skelton Museum
We came down here to view the eclipse today in this wonderful town, and I messaged her, talked to her about interviewing her about the Red Skelton Museum while I'm here. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ann Pratt.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So excited.
How long have you been the director there at the Red Skelton Museum?
I've been the director since 2015, and I've been with the museum in other capacities since 2011, which was actually 2 years before it was open. So I've been there almost 13 years this year.
What was your background prior to being the director of that particular museum as far as your knowledge of Red Skelton?
Well, my knowledge of Red Skelton honestly was fairly limited. It was just because I grew up here in Vincennes that I didn't know about Red Skelton, but my background prior to that was in education as a teacher, a librarian, and a school principal.
Where were you a school principal at?
Actually here in Vincennes at a Catholic elementary where I went to school, but I was a teacher and a school librarian in North Carolina, in Texas, and in Chicago.
Wow, so you went from education to education. You're teaching in the museum as well as a director. I know this. That's something that you're passionate about?
It is. I love telling people about new stuff, and I really, really love tourism. And, our town is a really cool old town, and it's just a really fun place for people to visit, and I love to just promote it as part of promoting the Red Skelton Museum. I like to promote all the other fun things to do in Vincennes.
I have a background, as I told you, in tourism myself, and there's the Southeastern Marketing College, which they have a school in Dahlonega, Georgia, and I was able to go to that for 3 years as a travel marketing professional, and I was tourism director in Limestone County, Alabama. And one thing that comes to mind when I think about tourism is fun, and the people that are involved in tourism, to me, have always been fun people. It's a great organization to be part of and to help to share what's going on in the community, to bring it to light so that people come and enjoy the great things that are involved. Now, I had never heard of Vincennes until this eclipse. And then I noticed the Red Skelton Museum, which I'd heard of Red Skelton. I'm younger, but I'd heard of Red Skelton as a kid. My grandparents would have watched Red Skelton. A lot of people would have. And you're able to bring to light some wonderful things that people can come see and do in this community.
That's right. Vincennes is the oldest city in Indiana. We were actually founded in 1732, prior to the Revolutionary War. And so we have a national park here, the George Rogers Clark. We have a cool military museum. We have Grouse Land, the home of our ninth president, William Henry Harrison. And as you can see, we're sitting here on Main Street at Jenna's Bakehouse, and many of the buildings on Main Street are built in the 1800s. So it's just a lot of fun to tell people about something about a town that I live in that most people don't know, how old it is and how much cool stuff is here.
And Vincennes is a French word?
Yes, Vincennes is a French word, and it was established by the French in 1732, mainly fur traders, and they were friendly with the Native Americans, and that is George Rogers Clark, with the help of the Native Americans and the French, held the West against the British in the Revolutionary War. So that's kind of where the town came from. And then, as more and more people settled here, being a river town, we have a German population, Irish population, but it was started by French.
Let's go back to the Red Skelton Museum. How was it founded? How was it established? Was it after Red passed away that this came to be?
Yes. The year Red passed away in 1997, then president of the university, Dr. Philip Summers, went to the board and asked if there couldn't be a museum and a performing arts center dedicated in his name. And this was back in 1997. Well, they got the performing arts center up and running in about 2006. And then built the shell of the museum in 2008, but it took several more years of fundraising before we were able to open in 2013 on what would have been Red Skelton's 100th birthday. So it is on a university campus, but we are independently funded as a museum.
When someone goes to the museum, what can they expect to see? Is it across the board American comedy, or is it solely focused on Red Skelton?
At this time, it's mainly focused on Red Skelton. And it goes chronologically through his career, beginning with his time in vaudeville, then his radio career from the 1940s, his feature films, his time in the armed services, and then, of course, a big highlight on his television career. We do have changing exhibits that focus on another aspect of Red's life, because he was just such a curious person. Like right now, we have a space exhibit. Red had a big relationship with astronauts. So we have all these signed mission photos from different astronaut groups. And once we open our new $4 million Red and Lothian Skelton Museum of Gallery of Fine Arts next summer, then we're going to be able to add more of the American comedy. We'll be able to have space for more exhibits to come in and more ways to focus on other American comedians.
What has been the response from, say, the older generation who watched Red Skelton to go through the museum and to reminisce, to bring back some of those memories?
Well, the greatest thing is just to hear all the laughter. I mean, it is a fun place to work because the whole time from my desk, I hear people out there laughing all day long. And the old people, actually, some of them get so touched by certain exhibits like Red's Pledge of Allegiance that they actually tear up and they'll just say, oh my goodness, that just brought back so many great memories. And so for those people that remember Red on TV, it's really very sentimental and very touching for them.
Now, we talked about the fact that the museum must be very busy today with the eclipse. This is a great opportunity for this community to think. The town's name continues to pop up when they mention the eclipse, right in the heart of totality, and a lot of people are coming to this community. What does that mean to the museum? What does that mean to your community to have all these people congregate here today?
Well, we are a very small town. Just about 17,000 people is our normal population here. And, you know, we do have a lot of tourism sites and several festivals throughout the year, but this is probably going to be the most amount of people in Vincennes at one day ever in the history of Vincennes, except for maybe when they dedicated the memorial when FDR was here. But otherwise, oh my goodness, this is huge for us. And a lot of local people are able to benefit financially from this boon of visitors, and everybody's just really excited.
How long ago did you all start planning for this event?
More than a year ago. And for over a year, we've had a full-time eclipse director. And she's been kind of ramrodding all the safety and the logistics and the volunteers and everything like that.
And when did you become part of it? From the beginning?
From the beginning, just like I said, I love tourism, so I volunteered early on to be on the Eclipse Core Committee and to be able to, you know, just offer input from a tourism side of things and just from someone who's hosted several festivals and things like that. So it's been really fun to be kind of in the thick of the involvement with it.
How about the businesses? The ones that they're here and they want to make money, obviously, throughout the year. And this is an opportunity, unique opportunity for them to make a living. And it's so important that the businesses are recognized. I know I got a book from a young man as soon as I came into town, The Dark Side of the Wabash. And it is a book that also has ads in it. And businesses have joined into this effort. Right, to be a part of it.
Right. There's been a lot of support from the local businesses for sponsorships, and many of them are doing special eclipse promotions in their restaurants or in their stores, eclipse shirts, eclipse necklaces. So it's really been fun to see them all get on board. Of course, you know, it's difficult for them with all the streets blocked off and the parking lots blocked off, but I feel like everybody's trying to be team players and do the best we can for this weekend.
What does the rest of the day look like? We're sitting here at, just after almost 11 o'clock.
Yes.
What does the rest of your day look like here?
Well, I'm working downtown at the merchandise booth probably a good bit of the day. I have a friend with a building downtown, so I'm hoping at Totality I can get free to go get on her rooftop and watch Totality from up there. But I've got my glasses, and I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Ann Pratt, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you for your work in tourism and your efforts to help your community here in Vincennes. And look forward to being able to see the Red Skelton Museum myself. As we said, it's going to be busy today, but maybe there'll be an opportunity to come back and go through it.
Yes, absolutely. We are open until 1:30 today, so maybe you'll get down there.
Great. That does give me an opportunity to get there. I remember that window was closing fast, but I'll try to get over there and we'll get some pictures and help our listeners understand what the museum's about, and hopefully we'll get some more visitors beyond the eclipse coming here to Vincennes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're there, make sure you talk to our curator, Mark Kratzner. He's running the show today, so hopefully he'll get a chance to talk to you.
When we come back, we're going to have Eric Stabnall with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. As advertised, I have with me Eric Stabnell with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He is the part of this recording group that was awarded a gold record in 1942 for Chattanooga Choo Choo. And Glenn Miller was killed during World War II, but the orchestra has now been out there for 80 years. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, 80th anniversary of the Army Air Force Band, contains 15 classic tracks, including Sentimental Journey, with our friend, Grand Ole Opry member, Crystal Gale. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Eric Stabnell.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Very glad to have you. And you've been working with the Glenn Miller Orchestra since 2017. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I joined in June of 2017. And at that point, I was just playing tenor saxophone with the group. And I've been the music director for about 2.5 years now, since the summer of 2021.
Well, let's just go back to the early years of Eric and your music interest as a young person. When did that start for you?
Yeah, I always listened to music growing up, and liked music growing up. I was into big band music or swing music as early as I can remember. I heard that around the household, and I ended up playing the saxophone throughout grade school and playing in jazz bands, and I eventually went on to study music in college as well. So that was a transition there. Out of college, eventually joining the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
So, Eric, you sound pretty young. Was it your parents that were listening to big band, and then you heard that yourself?
how did this happen?
Exactly. Yeah. My parents are fans of jazz music and big band music as well. So I heard this kind of stuff growing up around the house, and I got into it myself as well. And then, you know, of course, playing saxophone and playing in jazz bands growing up and in grade school, I think you're introduced not only to this music, but the music of Glenn Miller as well. I think anyone that's played in like a high school jazz band, I'm sure has played In the Mood and Moonlight Serenade and things like that. So I knew about Glenn Miller from an early age.
Were you in the marching band in your high school as well?
You know, I was not. It was just like the jazz band and the concert band. We didn't have a marching band where I went to school. It's not quite as big in upstate New York, so we didn't do that.
What is it about the Glenn Miller Orchestra that was attractive to you that caused you to want to be part of this unit?
You know, this music was the popular music of the 30s and 40s, and there were tons and tons of bands playing swing music all around the country. Nowadays, the Glenn Miller Orchestra is one of the last bands that's still active playing this music, and certainly the busiest or most active band playing this music. So a typical year for the Glenn Miller Orchestra might be as many as 200 or more shows, I think, just all around the U.S. and Canada. So having the opportunity to play this music and play it on a regular basis, touring with the band, is not only extremely unique, but extremely exciting, and something I was really excited about doing.
To be a part of this group, this orchestra, for the 80th anniversary, how cool is that to you?
You know, it's really neat. It's also really significant, and it puts this in perspective that 80 years later, this music is still around. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. But it's just amazing that people still know big band swing music and still know the name Glenn Miller and still want to hear this stuff today.
Let's talk a little bit about Glenn Miller. As I said at the beginning, he was killed during World War II. What do you know about this gentleman?
Yeah, Glenn Miller is one of the most popular musicians of his era, the 30s and 40s. He was a trombone player, he was a writer, and of course a band leader. And he led his orchestra under his name, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, from the late 30s into the mid-40s. And you touched on as well World War II. He served during World War II for a couple of years, and he led a military band there. And of course, he was lost in December of 1944 when his flight disappeared. But the music kind of endured even without him, you know, the last 80 years we've been around.
How difficult, Eric, is it compared to playing a concert to pull a album together with 15 tracks as Sentimental Journey with Crystal Gale and the many other tracks that are involved in this orchestra 80th anniversary?
You know, luckily for this orchestra, it's not, I don't know, it's not as challenging as it may be with others because we tour so much, playing all of those shows, like 200 shows in some years. So when you tour with the same group of musicians that you record with, it's really pretty seamless. Everybody plays together all the time. Everyone knows each other. We had a chance to perform this music and practice this music on tour. So we recorded a portion of this after like a long, I don't know, month or 2 month tour. And we went into the studio and we played this stuff so much, it's actually pretty seamless. Now the whole recording project, as you know, that takes time and months, and, you know, various musicians are in and out of the studio at different times. But as far as the Glenn Miller Orchestra goes, we play together so much that going into the studio is pretty seamless for us.
How do you feel about traveling?
Well, I guess you better like it on a band like this. And I've been out here for 7 years, and I enjoyed it when I started, and I still luckily enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
I know you told me you were in the middle of a week break, so you get these breaks periodically. Do you get enough to be able to spend time with family and enjoy those that you love and care about that are back home?
Yeah, you get just enough time to visit friends and family when you need to. Typically, we'll go out for a couple months at a time, and then we'll have a couple weeks off, and then we go off for a couple months and have a couple weeks off. So it's more or less like a year-round sort of full-time thing. But we do get, we get several weeks off at several different points during the year. So, yeah, just enough time to visit those folks.
How do your parents feel about what you do?
They love it. You know, I mentioned they like this music a lot. They've always liked jazz and big band and swing and all these things. So they love the music. They've come to a ton of shows when we've been through the New York area. So they're well very well versed with the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
That's awesome. I love that because your parents had this love of music. They passed it on to you. You took it full speed ahead in a big way with a very familiar orchestra. I just think it's a great career. I love what you're doing, Eric.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a unique thing that the Glenn Miller Orchestra is kind of the last one that's playing this music full time. So it's just, it's a really unique thing. And I feel really blessed to be part of it.
How are we wanting to get people to this sentimental journey, this 80th anniversary Army Air Force Band orchestra release?
Yeah, maybe the best place to start is with our website. Yeah, it's glennmillerorchestra.com. And you can Google that as well, Glenn Miller Orchestra. You'll see it there. And it's got some information about the band and our tour schedule. And there's a virtual store on there as well. So that might be the easiest way kind of just to get started with the band and with the project and find everything you need.
Did you have an opportunity, Eric, to meet Crystal Gayle in the process of this journey?
You know, not yet. As a matter of fact, I know we're going to meet a little bit later on this year and have some opportunities together potentially. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're in and out of the studio at different times. And we recorded our bit in Nashville a while back, and Crystal went to the studio a bit later.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this album, and I appreciate your great work and the work of the entire orchestra to keep this thing running for 80 years. Congratulations on that, and congratulations on your role with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I wish you all the best and safe travels as you continue to work with this orchestra.
I appreciate that so much. We're excited about this project, so I appreciate you having me on to speak a little bit about this.
Eric Stabenow, the leader of the band, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Glad to have him on the show today. You're welcome anytime, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection, with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.